The latter, step 4.31, about Macedonius the archdeacon. This story is about an archdeacon who went into the city with a blessing, but he was delayed, and when he returned, the abbot deposed him for 40 days, made him be with the novices, so he shamed him, he humiliated him. At the end of the 40 days, he restored him, but Macedonius found that that shaming was so beneficial to his soul that he begged to be restored again to the novices because he said that he committed a sin in the city. The abbot knew that he was lying about that, but he accepted that as truth and put him back with the novices. And so he endured that to the end of his days. And Abba John, at the end, gives a little interview with Macedonius, and this is the important part. He asked Macedonius why he voluntarily pursued such a way of life. And this is what he said. By the way, I have marked this passage many, many times. I've read it many times and lots of marks by it. So it's about time to talk about it. It's really made a big difference to my life, and it really guides my pastoral life, as poor as it is. So he answers Abba John. He says, never have I ever felt in myself such relief from every conflict and such sweetness of divine light as now. It is the property of angels not to fall, and even, as some say, it is quite impossible for them to fall. It is the property of men to fall and to rise again as often as this may happen. But it is the property of devils, and devils alone, not to rise once they have fallen. This is a good way of life. To understand what an angel is, what a devil is, and what a man is. Let's talk about an angel. The angels are blessed, and they remain blessed. And they'll always be obedient to God. They always love God. They always serve God. They are quite incapable of falling. This is orthodox dogma concerning angels. Concerning the demons, they are always bad. They will remain bad. They will never repent. Why it is that angels will always love God and demons will always hate God is unknown to us. They live in a different reality than us. They live outside of time on some level. And their decision when they rebelled or loved God and supported Him, that was a permanent one. But we are men, and we fall quite often, but we can get up. This is what's important. We can get up. And that's very important. As a pastor, most of my time is spent trying to convince people that they can get up. Now, the ones that don't want to get up, I can't help them much. The ones that make excuses for their sins, I can't help them much. The ones that don't even realize that they have sins, I cannot help them much. But they are men, and therefore they can change. And this is a critical thing. We must understand this. So in a practical way, since I do practical things, not in a very good way, but in my poor way, let's apply this to ourselves. So we have not fasted in the morning. We can fast in the afternoon. We have gotten angry against someone and said some cross words, we can go and apologize to them. We've had a sexual sin, falling into some impurity. We can do prostrations. We can read that little book that I hand out, like popcorn to people. We have bad thoughts about someone, or bitterness about someone, or even hatred in our heart about someone. We can pray for them every day, even if it's through clenched teeth. Because we are men. We are not demons. Demons never repent. Men can repent. And we can be like the prodigal. The prodigal got up and went to his father and repented. He was completely incapable of fulfilling his repentance, of finishing it. And his father knew that, so he met him afar off and brought him up and held him up. Let us remember this. This is absolutely must be in our mind when we live our life. We fall every day, but we can get up every day. It is impossible for demons to repent. It is impossible for angels to fall. It is a foregone conclusion that men will fall, but we are not demons and we can repent.